Hey, what's up, Haunters? Philip here. In this episode, I'm going to bring on Dan Doble from Inside the Haunt Industry. Dan discusses what Inside the Haunt Industry provides, his team, how they've grown, and an announcement about his upcoming vlog. Since this is a short episode, I'm going to mention our sponsors up front. This episode is sponsored by Haunt Nation, a website for Halloween and horror addicts. With over 32,000 members, Haunt Nation covers everything from reviews to how-tos. Oh, and it's free. Go to www.hauntnationmag.com, that's www.hauntnationmag.com, and join the revolution that is Haunt Nation. This episode is sponsored by The Haunt Journal, a magazine for haunters and Halloween fanatics. The Haunt Journal is a monthly industry magazine to keep you in the spirit all year round. The Haunt Journal is available not only physically, but for the first time this month, as an interactive app for Amazon Kindle, Android, and Apple devices. Enjoy the perfect marriage of content by reading articles enhanced with audio and video. Experience The Haunt Journal for free. That's right, free. Today by visiting www.hauntjournal.com. That's www.hauntjournal.com.
This is a Haunted Attraction Network production. Achieve more with all our products at www.hauntedattractionnetwork.com.
This is The Haunter's Edge, the podcast discussing haunter resources to keep your creeps keen.
Tell us what Inside the Haunt Industry is, as if, you know, the title of it didn't give it away.
Well, what Inside the Haunt Industry is, it's a video outlet or a video source that highlights the who, the what, and the where of the industry that you love. And that's the haunted attraction industry. Well, we're going on our third season now, but before that, I owned a haunted attraction, and I did a lot of blogging. I was, you know, videotaped everything that happened and got a huge fan base through YouTube. Then I sold off my haunted attraction and moved into, you know, I came home, focused more on family and wanted to stay in the haunted attraction industry. So I ended up working for another company. At that point, blogging was out because I didn't really have anything to personally talk about, at least publicly before the show hit. So Inside the Haunted Industry was born. And that's where we were able to bring the who, the what, and the where, which who would be the haunters that have the passion. We like to highlight the passion of what the haunted attraction industry has to offer. Mm-hmm. And that's from the home haunter all the way up to the professional. What the industry has to offer as well as where the industry is going. And that's what Inside the Haunt Industry is all about.
These are basically, you know, a vessel for you to tell stories and the stories of haunters that make up the entire industry.
You got it.
Yeah, how do you go about choosing haunters or, you know, deciding whose story you're going to tell?
Well, we started by just going to our friends because we really didn't have that people coming to us. We started by going to what we loved, the three of us, Kyle, Liz, and myself, what people we liked, what people intrigued us as, you know, the regular Joe haunter. And we just went and asked people, just walked up to them and said, hey, we'd like to talk to you about this, and it was born. It really started with Trans World 3 years ago when we went down there and just started talking to all the people because, you know, I bought a lot of stuff from vendors there. I know a lot of home haunters from the internet, you know, and we walked in there with a microphone and a video camera and just started recording. And then that's pretty much where it started.
What's your release schedule like?
At least once a week, at the very least. Every Monday we have new content out on our YouTube channel. We are constantly releasing little quirks and quips, 10-second things that we see that are haunt-related, Halloween-related. And so there is a lot of video content that comes out there. We have a lot of collaborators that we work with that aren't part of Inside the Haunt Industry but have access to our channel. So, and they release stuff on a constant basis, too. So I would say, to be safe, at least once a week, every Monday for sure.
So let's roll back a little bit and talk about the team. So can you walk through your team and what they do?
I am the editor. I am the editor for Inside the Haunted History. I am the guy that puts together the video for the most part. I have a very talented team in Liz and Kyle. They're professional actors. And when I say professional actors, I mean actors outside of the haunted industry that have regular gigs in the world of theater. So I'm very blessed to have both of them on my team, be able to carry my weight, because I'm not very good on camera, despite what I think. So I have them, and they are really the backbone of what's in front of the lens. Behind the lens, I've got a couple people. He goes by the nickname of Hollywood. He is the guy that is behind the camera if I cannot be behind the camera. And then we've got some other people that do help out with logistics and stuff like that.
Excellent. That's a pretty big team.
It is. We've been slowly growing since the haunt season's over. We really hit a huge spike in November and December. Where people were reaching out to us. We created a campaign where every day I was thankful for a certain haunter. And I just, every day I'd post a picture, a personal picture of that person and what they meant to me, how I met them, and how they really changed my life with Inside the Haunted History and my personal life. And that generated a huge spike with people that wanted to help us. People wanted to join our team and help Inside the Haunted History grow so that everybody can experience the who, the what, and the where of the industry we love.
I remember that series. I thought it was brilliant. Can you walk us through a particular video so that our listeners who haven't seen some of your stuff can get an idea of what it's like?
I can tell you on our Monday videos, it is pretty much just a basic interview with either a vendor, a haunter, or whatnot that we've got that's in our database. Outside of that, it is everywhere from a daily vlog where whatever happens with Dan, you know, happens with Dan, which, by the way, has not come out officially. You are the first one to publicly know about this. We are doing a vlog. I have signed on with another haunted attraction in Wisconsin. And I do have the green light to give them the who, the what, and the where inside, behind the scenes, building from the bottom up a haunted attraction this year, just like I did with Oblivion. For those people that know that whole series that happened years and years ago, so it's coming back.
You're back. You're full circle.
It's a full circle for me. It's awesome. I can't wait. I just met with him yesterday. We did a makeup tutorial for him, and I videoed that. So just another little clue as to, you know, walk us through the day of, or, you know, how we set this stuff up. I don't know. It's like somebody calls and says, hey, you want to do this? And I'm like, sure. Grab my camera, run and gun, grab Kyle or Liz, and we're off. You know, and that's really how it works. We go wherever people want us to go, you know, and where we want to go. So it's a lot of fun. And it's totally a surprise. You really don't know what you're going to get. You know, there is no regular, you know, there was a regularity to it. There was a weekly or a biweekly desk show that we had. But it was so hard because content within the industry is so quick. It pops up so fast. By the time we get a crew together to actually sit down, shoot it, and then edit it, you're a week away and it's already a dead story. So a lot of the stuff that we learn through the industry, we post on our Facebook page, Inside the Haunted History Facebook page, and that's the up-to-date stuff. The video stuff is really lighthearted, fun, knowledgeable stuff with the industry. So, I mean, you'll get everything from how-tos to consumer reports on stuff, on vendors and stuff like that, as well as, you know, how to build a drop panel, you know, simplistic stuff like that, to an interview with Ed Edmonds, you know. So it's all across the board. Whatever we can get our hands on and whatever we can get somebody in front of a camera, we do it.
But you don't do sponsorships, correct?
We dabbled in it, but in all honesty, we haven't really jumped on board with it 100%.
Yeah. So this is like a pure passion project, basically.
Absolutely. Yes. This is a pure passion project.
So everybody like on your team, and when people contact you to come down and do it, I mean, you're not getting paid to do it. You're just doing it because you love it.
Absolutely. And that's
the vlogging and everything, like that's how it started. It started because you loved what you were doing with your haunted attraction when you were a haunter and you were vlogging about it. And then it took off and expanded into kind of a much larger project with other collaborators that all wanted to contribute to these stories. And now you're coming back full circle where you're starting another vlog on top of everything also for the fashion.
Yes, and that's, if you want to touch on the collaborators, it's a lot of YouTube friends that I have, a lot of Facebook friends that haven't done video work, and I can't release who is coming up, but the Bloodshed Brothers, Zach and Jeremy, I've been huge fans of them and have watched them grow from their parents' house in Temecula till, running Field of Screams, and I reached out to them. And said, hey, guys, I want to do something cool where we can collaborate. And we've been trying to collaborate for years. It just never came to fruition. And it finally did. And, they are all on board. And we've got a whole thing worked out where they talk about things that are trending in the industry. And they once a month, they've got a video that shows up on Inside the Haunted History. It's fun all the way around to see people that like to – this industry is all about everybody helping everybody. And this is a perfect example of it.
We're kind of at the end here, kind of blew through everything, which is good. I like it, short and sweet. Hey, you got this down, man.
I've done it once or twice before.
So last thing here, if somebody is listening to this, how would you recommend them get started in engaging with your content?
I would say the best place to go is Google. All you have to do is Google Inside the Haunted History. You're going to find our YouTube channel, first and foremost. Right after that, you're going to find our Facebook page and then also our website. But honestly, just YouTube Inside the Haunted History, Google Inside the Haunted History, you're going to find us. We're constantly posting stuff on Facebook. We're constantly uploading videos on YouTube. Those are our two main social media sources.
Yep, and I did try this, listener. I did just Google Inside the Haunted History, and the first listing is Facebook, and the second is YouTube. There you go. It works.
Yes.
All right, Dan, thank you so much for taking the time to come on today.
Thanks, Joel. Yes, I appreciate you having me on. I appreciate everything you do for us here.
This is a Haunted Attraction Network production. Achieve more with all our products at www.hauntedattractionnetwork.com.